This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Ash just basically asked if we can talk about Coldplay in the podcast, but then she was like, is it too, like, you know, is it too insular?
I said, is it too? And they knew what that meant.
No, but sorry, we get to brag about this. We never get invited anywhere.
Yeah, but also no, like, so does loads of people.
I know, but like,
true.
We're the same as everyone else.
That's true. Yeah, we
and
don't.
If everyone else got invited to somewhere, they'd tell you.
Yeah.
We never get invited anywhere. Just, I'm sure, if you listening never get invited anywhere, we're the same as you.
Yeah, and we got to go to Coldplay, and it was pretty special.
It was a very.
It was
very
so
special.
Good.
It was so much.
What's your favorite song?
I am going to shock you and say Clocks.
Clocks.
Yes. It's a song from a movie I remember as a kid called The Wild.
Okay.
And it's like an Aldi version of Madagascar.
The Wild?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know it. Yeah,
I just loved it. And there was a koala in it and he was very funny. Oh. That's what I remember.
And that's why you liked Clocks.
And that's why I liked Clocks.
Because of the koala. Mine was Viva La Vida because I just think it's the best Coldplay song.
It was so good.
Such a good song. Yeah. Oh,
if you got to go, honestly, I would love to go again.
Will we tell them an exclusive from our night?
Go on.
Chris Martin sort of fat shamed someone.
He did. And then he stopped.
And it was awkward enough.
It was really awkward. He was kind of like, yeah, you should lose a few pounds. He was like ad-libbing a song and about some dude on the screen.
And he said he looked like Bono if he lost a few pounds.
Yeah. But actually, I listened back to what was said.
Yeah.
And he basically actually called Bono fat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was just like, and if you're really Bono, then you should lose a few pounds.
Oh, okay.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of, or whatever. But then he was like, God, I'm so sorry about that. And then he started singing Fix You, and then he stopped in the middle of Fix You and was like, guys, I feel so bad.
Yeah, like, yeah. It was so Chris Martin. Like, he's like so...
He's so nice.
Good and nice. Yeah, and like, you could tell that like, that would really like bother him.
It would honestly weigh on his mind.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like awake at night thinking about
that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. In fairness, 80,000 people.
Yeah, we're kind of like, ooh.
But it really wasn't bad at all, but it was funny how he was like, it was very relatable actually, how he was like, I didn't mean, oh my God, I'm so there, oh my God, fuck.
But it's very like relatable to our jobs as well, like where you can just sometimes say things and you're like, I don't even know why I said
that. Why did I say that?
It's just a middle of the brain, like, say this, it'll be for a bit of crack. Do you know what I mean? I think there's something in our brains that is like, do this, it'll mess up, it'll be fun.
Yeah, or sometimes you go, I shouldn't say this, I'm saying it.
Yeah, yeah, oops. Is there something you're terrified to say on air? Like, I am terrified that I'll say like something like the C word because I don't think there's any coming back from that.
That's pretty bad.
There's no coming back. I think that instantly is.
I think a real dramatic F would be bad.
Yeah.
Like really audible, you know, just like.
Like a hard F and a hard CK.
Or I said like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
like that. Or, fuck you. That's what I always like nearly go to say because there isn't really an alternative for fuck you.
Yeah, feck off.
And it's usually you I want to say it to.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like damn you.
Yeah.
Damn you to heck.
You do say damn you. Yeah, yeah.
But it's anyway, right. It's hard.
Shireen is here and.
Oh, they're interviewing the Wolf Tones.
Are we allowed to say that?
How random.
Are we allowed to say
that? Oh, we said it now.
The Wolf Tones.
It's only the podcast.
When are they
story.
On? When are they on? You don't know. Okay.
they don't know.
They don't know. But Jamie
Watch Shireen, this space.
Jamie Shireen may potentially have the Wolf Tones on their show at some point this week or next week.
Or in the future.
Or in the future.
In September.
Probably Wednesday.
Probably Wednesday.
Awesome. Amazing.
Oh, she does know.
Exclusive. Good luck.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
Good morning, 4 minutes past seven, Monday morning, the 2nd of September. Oh, we're really getting into it now.
New month alert.
Yeah, new month.
God.
And I feel like we've entered a new country as well. It is so dark.
It's so dark.
What's going on?
They act like, obviously because we're up at the perfect time to kind of notice the darkness creeping in the mornings. Like, it's crazy the difference a weekend makes.
It really does.
In 2 days, it feels so much darker than Friday did.
So I've had an idea, right, as I was coming to work and it was so dark.
Yeah.
My idea is, and I hope Simon Harris is listening if you're up as, you know, as early as this.
Oh, it's a big idea. It goes all the way to the top.
All the way to the top.
Right, maybe, okay. Right?
We should be the first, because you know we're trailblazers in the world, Ireland.
You know I thought you meant you and I, which agree with. Yeah,
no, just Ireland as a country, you know. So I think that we should do away with getting up at a certain time, right? Work should start for you at a certain point in where the sun is in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it should be, it's 6 a.m. I think it's, the sun, I can see the sun halfway up the spire. That's time for me to get up there.
Yes.
That's what should happen.
It's not yet hit my window.
Exactly.
So therefore I remain in bed.
I remain in bed.
That's a brilliant idea.
I think that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Because this whole getting up at, you know, whatever time, especially coming into September and schools are back and whatever, because it gets to like 8:30, 9 o'clock and it's still dark outside.
Yeah.
No need for it.
It's a safety risk.
Safety risk.
Yeah.
So we get rid of the
clock.
Yeah, get rid of the clock. Bring that in, and we also, while we're at it, can we get rid of, you know, when the clocks go forward?
Oh God, yeah, that's awful.
Sure, that'll be gone without clocks anyway.
Yeah. So if we could position ourselves in the southern hemisphere as well, that'd be brilliant.
So look,
for extra measure.
If you need any help with this, I'm happy to help, Simon. Just, you know, give me a shout, and we can work things through.
We'll figure it out.
Ellie Goulding.
Sorry, Dave. I'm so sorry. It's so rude to do this, but it's extremely important to stay listening to me right now.
Oh my God, not this. What's going on?
This won't be a surprise to anybody this morning that we have one of the largest Notions alerts signs flashing ever before.
Oh yeah.
I want to talk about the greatest display of daylight robbery. This is on an international scale.
Okay.
That was witnessed across the country and beyond on Saturday morning. And I'm talking directly to a man called Noel and a man called Liam.
Oh yeah.
And the Ticketmaster himself, wherever he may be.
I'd love to know who he is.
For the state of the prices of the demand standing tickets to the Oasis reunion.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I didn't try to get tickets, okay? I enjoy Oasis's hits.
Yeah.
But I didn't try to get tickets because I don't feel like I'm worthy of being there.
I'm the exact same. That's why I didn't try to get them.
But I almost put up an Instagram story. I was so outraged by this in-demand fight that was going on Ticketmaster. If you're not aware, basically they advertised that standing tickets would be from $86.50.
Yeah.
If there's no gold circle, a standing ticket is a standing ticket,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, it could be at the back.
Exactly. They all should be the exact same price.
Yeah.
Bar different sections. And on the day, there was a demand standing ticket that popped up for thousands of people for the price of €415.50.
Sorry, say that again?
€415.50 was a legitimate standing ticket
being sold by
Ticketmaster. And the only difference is it's called demand standing.
What's demand standing?
Basically, so many people want it.
Are you serious?
Yes, and it's legitimate, like as in they're allowed to do this or like they do it. And it's not somebody reselling their ticket. It is Ticketmaster selling an $86.50 ticket for over four times the price just because more people want it.
So it's just basically if you're rich, you get the benefit.
Priority.
Oh my God.
It's literally, people are like, Ticketmaster are now the touts. Like, there's been all this about, like, stop and touting. And actually, when Ticketmaster brought in the whole thing where you can resell your tickets on Ticketmaster, that was really good because
it was good,
there is cap on what you can sell it for.
Right.
You can't sell it for way more than what you paid, on Ticketmaster.
They couldn't possibly... Oh, right, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it did kind of, like, cut out a lot of the touts. And now they just became a tout.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I honestly,
€415 for one ticket.
For one ticket.
That's insane.
So like people were going putting two standing tickets in and it was costing them over €800.
I was an absolute mess though. I know my mates were trying to queue for hours and hours and hours.
So sad.
And then as soon as they'd get in, it would crash and like they'd be kicked out and stuff like that. And I feel like that's been happening a lot with that website because like my mate tried to get Coldplay tickets only the other day and he got in first to the queue and then gone.
Yeah, crashed. And it actually got so crazy on the Oasis day that there was a queue to get onto Ticketmaster. So like...
You're queuing for a queue.
I searched Ticketmaster and I did it at maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon just to be like, I like to hit the arrogance. I was like, I wonder if I go on now, will I be able to get two and I'll give him to someone.
Yeah.
And I typed in Ticketmaster and it was like, you're in the queue. And I was like, oh no, sorry, like I'm not looking for... I didn't go into Oasis.
Yes.
And then I realised it was just to get onto Ticketmaster.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's insane.
But like, what is going on with these mega gigs? I feel like this is a new thing. that like
I've never seen anything
every
like
gig
this
is like so insanely popular.
But like it's
and I
it's
know Oasis is different.
Yeah, Oasis is different, but like it's a lot of pressure as well.
Oh my god!
Like, you'd be there queuing for it. Could be something as simple as Mika was playing the Olympia a couple of months ago, and he's wrong. Ticketmaster going right. He's ready. Do you know what I mean?
And like, you might have a heart attack.
Oh, it's so annoying
when it hits 9 o'clock.
I wonder, is it like something stupid like after COVID, everyone wants to go to gigs now? Yeah. And stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? But if it seems like everyone wants to go,
I think. Like social media is like ramped up the like gig content as well. Like TikTok, you see every gig, and then I feel like people go, "Oh my god, I have to be there."
Yeah, yeah. I think back of like Taylor Swift not being able to do 5 nights in Croke Park, but then obviously she could this time around.
Yeah.
But you remember,
she couldn't
before,
even sell out two, or wasn't it two?
Yeah, before she was here, I think it was three or something like that. She couldn't sell it.
Yeah.
Well, if that was now. She'd break records. I feel like Oasis could have done 5 nights at Croke Park.
I know. I think that was a big surprise that they didn't add more on the day.
Yeah.
Because I feel like now they're probably just not going to add more. I know. Anyway, Ticketmaster for the bin.
Yeah.
That was a disgrace.
I think something's going to happen though.
Something has to happen.
I think something will happen. I think there's no way that they can continue having the monopoly of every ticket in the world. It's not fair.
No.
And like I just don't understand how it works. But yeah.
Another call up to Simon Harris there this morning. Yeah. Sort it out.
I'll tell you about Channing Tatum. You know Channing Tatum, very very famous actor.
Yeah.
He was in a lot of things.
Generally considered hunky.
Very hunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot. Wouldn't be my type.
I would kind of be a little bit confused about it as well. Mm. I remember like back in the day when he became big, he was kind of at the same time as Ryan Gosling becoming big.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can see the Ryan Gosling thing, but only kind of.
Oh, Ryan Gosling? Love.
I can only kind of understand that.
Oh no, I love Gosling.
Channing, I was just like, yeah, he looks like an action man or whatever, but
yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like he'd be either Gosling or Channing.
Yeah,
maybe.
Fair enough. I remember the first time I saw him was 21 Jump Street, and I thought this guy's amazing.
Ah, he was great.
He's fantastic. He's a brilliant actor. But he's been talked about a lot recently for a few reasons. One being he's Channing Tatum, but also because he's in a new movie called Blink Twice.
He
also makes an appearance in the Deadpool 1 Wolverine movie.
Oh, does he?
Spoiler alert, by the way. Yeah, he plays a character called Gambit in Deadpool, and he's genuinely so so funny. Like, he plays the character so well, and there's a line that no one who has seen the movie has been able to stop thinking about.
Okay.
And he kind of has this accent where it's like New Orleans and I don't know.
Louisiana.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's also very odd.
Okay.
And it sounds like this.
You know how long I've been waiting for this? Ooh, I'm about to make a name for myself here. You just make sure people know what happened here today.
We'll just make people know what happened here today. It's so funny, and no one has been able to stop thinking about it online.
Is it like a bad accent?
It's a bad attempt at that accent. I don't know, but that's the thing. Like, is he just playing it for the crack?
Is he
actually being serious? I don't know. But yeah, it's called Gambit, and he plays it absolutely fantastically. But because of that, he's been doing a lot of press tour at the moment. He's doing a lot of interviews and things like that, including a 10 things he can't live without for GQ magazine.
Oh, cool.
Right? Now, I found this interesting because in the interview, he said that one of the things he can't live without is a plain white t-shirt.
Yeah, if I was to draw Channing Tatum, he'd be wearing a plain white tee.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, fair
or
enough.
No tee.
Well, yeah, I would say.
No top.
Well, in the interview, he basically says that he once bought a year's supply of white t-shirts so that he didn't have to do laundry. He said that laundry is his least favorite thing in the entire world, so he just bought white t-shirts for a year.
Greta Thunberg would be gone mad. That's mad.
I wonder, did he wash all of them at the end of the year and then just start again?
I bet he just threw them out after every day.
I don't know. Well, he said he used them 2 times in a week.
Oh.
So like, but I imagine this dude goes to the gym a lot.
Oh, so like he might necessarily wear a white top every single day, but he'd wear 2 a week.
No, he said that he'd get 2 wears.
Two wears at one.
Yeah.
And then bin.
But the thing is, like, wouldn't you, like...
He's not doing laundry. He's obviously dumping them in the bin.
Yeah. Or a big laundry basket.
Yeah, but he says he doesn't like doing laundry.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the year, maybe one big one. Do you know what I mean?
He only does it on December 31st.
Exactly, yeah. that's what I'm thinking. He says he tends to pair the basic look with mainly jeans, which happened to be his go-to since he was 18, right? He went on to say that you can wear them in a disaster situation or you could wear them while you're painting with your daughter. White t-shirt and jeans.
Jeans. I love the way he's like, jeans are my go-to since I was 18. Yeah. Everyone's like, same.
He actually said, like, Carhartt pants or something like that.
Oh, right, okay.
Said, which I just...
specific brand.
Yeah, yeah. But they're just, he said they're just sort of infallible, in my opinion. Other items he said he can't live without include his dog Cutie.
Oh.
A Polaroid camera.
Interesting.
And a photo of his daughter Everly. So there you go.
Very good.
So I actually kind of love it. And it, in a way, I do it too, because I get ready meals. In, I never get ingredients. I never cook.
Yeah, true, because you hate cooking.
I hate cooking. It's my least favourite thing in the world.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
What's your least favourite chore?
My least favourite chore... Well, my least favourite chore is chopping difficult vegetables to chop, okay, such as onions and, yeah, pretty much just onions.
Right, okay.
I honestly would... Like, I know there's things like the slap chop and stuff like that, but
there's
like...
There's a load of little things you can buy on, like, Amazon and stuff.
I know, but I've heard they don't really work that well. I just want to never have to cut an onion again, but always have chopped onions available.
I feel like all those ads are always on, like, you know those, like, TV channel...
Yes.
Shopping channels?
Telly shopping.
Oh, with one slice, you can hit all of them.
From JML.
Yeah.
Always JML.
Always JML.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's not my name.
Okay, this is a game we like to call That's Not My Name, and that's a phrase we have been hearing on this game for weeks and weeks and weeks. It's where we get you to come on with no hints or clues. Although I feel like being a bit bold today. We want to guess your name. There are many, many names that could be guessed. And that is very clear on this game because we haven't had a winner in weeks. And that means the IMC Cinema passes have rolled out of control. There are 20 IMC Cinema passes to be won if we find a winner on this today.
Absolutely insane. On to play is Player One. Player One, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're really good.
Hey, Player One, we are going to attempt to give you 20 IMC Cinema passes here. Let's go.
Here we go. Player One, is your name Siobhan?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player One, is your name Lauren?
Oh, that's not my name.
Okay, it's close. Oh my God, it's close. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Will we, can we deliberate?
I'm going to say Laura. Laura. All right, Player One. Is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
It's not.
It's not your name.
No.
Oh, you said it as if it was.
Player One, reveal yourself.
My name's Louise.
Oh, Louise.
Oh.
So close.
Oh, my God. I thought we had it there.
But Louise, fair play to you for kind of giving us little hints there. I do like that.
Yes, if more people could do that, that'd be great.
It's not allowed, but we appreciate it.
You were close last week as well, but just don't put the whole Laura situation.
Oh, so annoying.
Flip. Louise, thanks, Louise.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
No problem.
Goodbye.
You too. Bye.
I said I was going to guess Lauren for every person today.
Can we go one more time?
Let's go again, yeah,
one
of course.
One more time. All right, Player Two, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're good.
We're good. We're in business mode here,
yes,
sir. Okay, Player Two, we have to get a winner here today. Is your name Connor?
That's not my name.
Okay. Is your name Darren?
That's not my name. Oh.
Is it anyway close?
Shut up, you're not allowed to ask that. You're not allowed to ask that. Don't answer that, Darren. Go again, go
He's
on.
Not, his name's not Darren. Player Two.
Oh yeah, his name's not Darren.
Is your name Sean?
That's not my name.
Oh, for God's sake. What's your name, Player Two?
My name is Niall.
Your name is Niall. Congratulations, it's a great name.
Niall.
Sorry we didn't get you IMC Cinema.
Small consolation, Dave.
Yeah, that's it. Have a great day, bro.
Gotta go. Bye.
Cheers, bye.
Good luck.
Oh, we have to start rigging this.
This
is getting ridiculous.
This is such a tough game. So next week,
we're going to be on 22 IMC Cinema passes.
The bosses are going to kill us.
Producer Callum is going to come home from Orlando and have a fit.
Yeah, he really will.
Okay, my God.
Well, we play again next week at the same time. And if the exact same players could come back, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, so Louise.
And Niall. I just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
What's up? 4 minutes past eight. Happy Monday.
Morning. I started a new podcast at the weekend and I was absolutely bed into it. I love that one. You're just like flying through the episodes.
Yes.
And you're like, I just need space so I can go be with my earbuds.
What do you do during it? Because I feel like the only time I have to listen to a podcast is going to bed.
Walk.
Oh, right, okay.
And run. I actually listen to podcasts while I run, which is maybe a bit weird. But yeah, or just like, I might put it on while I'm cooking dinner or whatever, which you don't really do. You can put it on while you're heating your fifth food.
Yeah, so I get five minutes of a podcast. Yeah, great.
But it's a true crime podcast. I know that's kind of like stereotypical girl who enjoys true crime, but I do enjoy the, like, I like the investigative aspect of it and the journalist piece and together.
True crime is popular for a reason.
It is, yeah.
It's brilliant.
That's true. But my friend also enjoys it, so I sent her the podcast and I was like, I think this is brilliant, like, you might enjoy it. And she goes, before even like looking it up, she goes, is it solved or unsolved? Because I can't be dealing with unsolved.
And I completely get her.
She goes, I hate spending time on a podcast for then the end of it, them to be like, if you have any information, contact Scotland Yard. I was like, that's what you call self-care.
Yes.
I don't listen to unsolved crime podcasts anymore.
100%.
You're not good for my mental health.
I need that closure.
Yeah, me too.
I'm completely with her. And if it ends with, we'll never know.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, I hate it. I want to tell you about me turning into a little bit of a Karen over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to hear.
Now, I remember saying to you a couple of months ago that I went to a specific restaurant. I'm never going to name the restaurant, by the way, but I went to a very specific restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there a couple of months ago and it was not great.
Mm.
It was really, really bad. Service was terrible. It took them an hour to sit us, even though we had a table booked.
Yeah, that's bad.
For weeks in advance. And
it kind of doesn't matter how good the food is after that.
Yeah,
you're miffed.
Yeah. There was loads of stuff that went wrong. And to the point where, like, we were all, obviously, all of us were so lovely to... when I say I'm a Karen, I wasn't really. I was actually quite nice
back then. Yeah,
we were like, oh, this didn't happen and this didn't come and we were missing this and this was quite cold, you know what I mean? You're just explaining.
I'm really sorry, but all of these things went wrong.
Anyway, a couple of months ago we went to this restaurant and that all happened and we got the meal for free and this was this whole thing. We were like, oh my god, this is absolutely insane. I couldn't believe this. But we were like, we'll probably not go back to that restaurant because, you know what I mean, it wasn't fantastic.
No,
you know what I mean, the food wasn't great. And anyway, 2 days after that, my mate got a voucher for that restaurant.
No way!
Right?
Just by chance. That's a joke, isn't it?
I swear.
That's hilarious.
So we decided, right, well, we'll use that in a couple of months when they've completely forgotten us. Do you know what I mean?
2 days later.
Because otherwise it looks like we're going back to test them.
Yeah.
So 6 months later was yesterday, or not yesterday, Saturday, and that's when we went.
Okay.
And they instantly seat us. And we were like, grand, perfect.
Good.
Everything is fine. And we order drinks and we order food. And we're sitting there for about 25 minutes. And we're like, ooh, I wouldn't mind a bit of food now. Quite hungry.
Yeah, it's a bit long.
We're sitting there for 45 minutes.
No.
And we're like,
no, Dave.
I wouldn't mind a bit of food now.
Stop.
We're sitting there for an hour and 15 minutes.
You're joking.
Without food. And haven't had one drink. And no one has come to our table to like be like, is everything all right? Do you want another drink?
Yeah. At that point, I'd be thinking they haven't put the order through.
Yeah. And so a waiter walks by and I say, sorry, we ordered about an hour and 15 minutes ago. Do you know if it's coming out soon? I'll just go check on that. And so the guy goes into the kitchen.
There's no food.
And comes out with the food. Right?
What?
But only half the food. Not all of the food.
Oh, what is this place?
I don't know.
What?
So the food was obviously sitting there under the lights.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
For probably a while. And so anyway, it comes out and we're like, all right, okay. And we start eating it. And it's a bit cold.
Oh, for God's sake. Is it fully like cold?
It's fully cold.
Oh, for God's sake.
And we don't have the sides, right? And we're kind of like... Sorry, we ordered chips and we'd ordered, you know, like mashed potatoes and stuff with that as well. And is it possible to get another drink or whatever? Yeah, no problem. And
if you please.
Yeah, like begging, like I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. And
I think as like a generation, we're so trying to not come across as Karens.
Yeah.
Do you remember? We're trying to not come across as, because we understand how difficult restaurants
totally
have happened.
And like a lot, I mean, I've worked in a restaurant as well and it's hard
tough,
going.
It's a tough
for sure.
industry. Do you know
but
what I mean?
That's like... really bad.
So it kind of sucked. And anyway, the manager came over to us and was like, basically like, guys, you have had some issues today. And we were like, well, yeah, we were waiting a while and the food was quite cold and things like that. He said, listen, I'm going to comp your drinks. Can I get you anything else or whatever? And we said, oh, just another round of drinks would be great.
Yeah.
So anyway, the bill comes down. We've got every drink for free.
Okay.
Which is absolutely amazing. And then we've the Uno reverse card of flipping over the voucher.
Perfect.
So the meal was €208 total. Drinks gone off it. So then it was 108, and then we 50 euro voucher. We paid €15 for two drinks, steak and chips.
So, I don't know.
I think I'll be back. Oh, for God's sake.
Please don't go back there. Never. So, oh, yeah. God.
A vibe. I think I'll be back. I like the thought of... Oh, yeah. You just have to wait a while.
You just like the chaos.
Yeah.
I want you, if you're still at home, to have a little look around, or if you're in the car on the way somewhere, have a little think back to your house, your apartment, wherever you live, if you're a renter, okay? And on 087 711 1038, we want you to send us over a WhatsApp or a voice note, whatever you can, answering this. How could someone tell by walking into your gaff that you're renting it?
Okay.
I'm talking about the kind of quirks, the oddities, the strange, like, assortment of furniture,
yeah,
the little bits that are slightly broken or gammy from the previous tenants that just signal this is a rental gaff.
Yeah.
Because, look, we all rent here in this studio.
Yes.
And we know the trials and tribulations of weird rentals and weird little things that turn up in rentals. So how could somebody tell by walking into your gaff that you're renting it? 087 711 1038. I think this could be a bit of fun.
I like
to
it.
To hear about some of the random things.
You just know it's going to be a lot of, like,
in people's places.
Yeah, you know there's going to be a lot of people from college who had all the bottles.
Yes.
Or the cans.
Exactly.
Up on the counters in the kitchen.
Exactly that. When I was in college, we made a Christmas tree out of an ironing board.
Yeah.
And we got it onto joe.ie. I'm talking about that kind of stuff, but yes, also weirder. So what inspired this was my brother and his girlfriend moved into a new apartment at the weekend, and they sent like a video to the family group chat of the apartment, like a tour.
Mm.
And it's lovely and it's great and delighted for them. But there are a few odd features, and this is in Dublin. So there's like handrails to get in and out of the bath, which is actually good, I think.
Yeah.
Because it makes it accessible. But again, like, just not something you might have in your own house.
If you owned it.
If you didn't need it.
Yeah.
There's like an old phone.
What?
Like a landline. Yeah. Which is, again, is just kind of unnecessary.
Old school.
No telly, but an old phone for you to use. There were these like two wooden racks that were in two different bedrooms, and they were probably about the height of like a kid's rocking horse.
Okay.
And I didn't know what they were, and I had to Google them like in loads of different descriptions to find out what they are. They're two antique wooden towel rails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but two of them.
Yeah.
Because that's essential. And then the pièce de résistance in this rental apartment is something in the sitting room that's perched on top of a wooden chair. So in the corner of the sitting room, something is perched, plugged in on top of a wooden chair, and it's the freezer.
Oh,
it's the
no.
freezer for the gaff.
No.
In the sitting room.
Oh my God.
On a chair. So you're watching telly.
Yeah.
And you could open up the freezer and grab a Cool Pop without even taking your eyes away from the screen.
Wow.
What a dream.
Yeah. That is a real renter's thing.
It is so... I was just like, that is just classic renters. They're like, where... Some tenant is like, can we have a freezer, please? That's essential. And then they go...
Where are we going to put it?
Yeah, just put it in the sitting room.
Yeah, but see that chair there?
Is there a plug there?
No one's sitting there.
Yeah, no one's sitting there. So have a think about your gaff. If you're a renter, 087 711 1038, or even somewhere you rented in the past, how could somebody tell by walking in that it's a rental property?
Jonah, if someone walks into your gaff, how would they know it's rented?
Well, the doorbell's ripped off. My dad actually ripped it off because we kept getting packages and they were just left, or like we'd get a letter from the post office saying, no one was home, but my dad was home.
Oh, no.
Because it was broken.
Okay.
So one day he just decided to rip it off. So yeah, it's like the shell of the doorbell's still there anyway.
Oh, right, but, okay.
Same as Aisling's brother, we also have a freezer in the living room.
Do you?
No.
Yeah, we do. It's just in the corner of the room, and I'm just like, why is it there?
And Jonah, is this your family house?
No, I'm renting it. My parents are going to be moving back to the Philippines. So,
right, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Isn't it just like the random things? Like, why is there an appliance in my sitting room?
Yeah. And God, it's horrible.
And what's in it, Jonah?
Sorry?
What's in it?
Just literally like ice cream, meat and stuff. You know what I mean?
Is yours a standing one or is it like perched on a little table?
It's standing.
Okay, so it's just like taking up a full corner
of the room. So like when I have guests over, I cover it with a little tablecloth.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's classy.
I like that, Jonah.
Yeah, it's the little things you have to do.
And did it did you put it there, or did, when you moved in, it was already there?
No, we asked for a freezer and then they put it there.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah, that's brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Amazing.
You need to get that doorbell fixed, girl.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Jonah, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye.
Good luck.
Gas.
And Natasha was on as well. Sent us in a voice note.
I suppose ours would be the fact that we had a leak in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And to find the leak, they had to cut two massive holes in the kitchen ceiling, and they're still like that 2 years later. So if you're in the kitchen at the sink, you look up, there's just a gaping hole in the roof.
Yeah,
perfect.
That's exactly what would happen.
Oh my God.
It's so typical.
They're such bleeps
cowboys.
If we're not fixing that. Like,
absolute
that's
cowboys.
So funny, it's but just, so bad.
It's so bad. It's not
Oh my
fair.
God. Any quirks in your gaff?
There's so many. Like, it's actually insane. Mainly the one thing I can think of is there's a traffic cone on top of the fridge.
Well, that's another reason. That's not the landlord's fault, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that would be my house.
But that is definitely a telltale renting.
I'm trying to think. There's a roadwork sign there.
Oh, for God's sake! Are you in college?
I know. We're honestly this close to getting, like, as soon as a Fine Gael poster goes up or something.
Oh God,
we'll have to get that.
Be on the front door. When my brother was in college, he had a 99. Giant 99 and his,
no!
Which is one of the best props you could have.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
I love that so much. Jordan, how would someone know if you were renting if they walked into your gaff?
Well, when you walk into the sitting room and there's a fire extinguisher sitting there.
Nothing says welcome home. Like the threat of fire just looming.
The fire blanket.
Yeah, see.
Oh, that's so funny.
We have the fire blanket, but the fire extinguisher, that's an interesting one.
That's a bit intense. Is it like perched on the wall?
It's attached to the wall beside the fridge, it is, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's so brilliant.
And does the landlord have to update that, Jordan?
What's it?
The landlord surely has to update that.
Rarely you see the landlord coming in, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Right,
it's okay. Rare, yeah. That's dangerous now for coming home after a late one.
Yeah.
Feeling a bit mischievous.
Oh my God, I love
I was
that.
Wondering what this looks like. You press this.
Is it a foam one, do you know, or is it a smoke one?
Thankfully, I didn't have to use it yet.
Don't know.
That's good. Good. But you're sorted for every eventuality.
I like it.
100%.
Thanks, Jordan.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Good luck, bye.
All right, get in touch. How would we know by walking into your gaff that it is a rental property? 087-711-103. I'm loving these little oddities.
So good.
Morning. I am loving this. We've been asking you to tell us if you were to look around your gaff, how would you know that it's a rented accommodation? 087-711-1038. There's just some mad stuff
there
going
is.
On in rentals these
Danielle,
days.
If we were to walk into your gaff, how would we know it's rented?
Oh, like, I've lived in so many places at this stage. So, like, definitely carpets, first of all. Like, ragged.
Run carpets.
Like, dripping taps, always.
Oh,
always
no,
dripping
nightmare.
Taps.
Yeah, just constantly dripping.
Yeah, definitely. Holes in doors, like marks on walls. Oh my God.
And did these things happen like while you were living there and you were just like, I'm never contacting the landlord about it? Or did you just move into this situation?
Oh, like I've kind of been in both situations. Like I've moved into places like that.
Yeah.
And then otherwise like living with people in college and stuff like that.
The lack of choice, we're just like, oh yeah, it's lovely. There's a few holes in some of the walls, some of the doors, but it's grand.
It's grand.
It'll do.
Yeah. Like there's a wasp nest upstairs.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like
yeah, the tap relentlessly drips.
Yeah, like
it's fine.
Like it's haunted, but it's grand. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Honestly, God help us. Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a great day.
No problem. You too.
Good luck. Bye bye. Hannah is also on. Hannah, how would we know if we walked into your gaff that it was a rented accommodation?
Basically, me and my mum went up to like Power City, I don't know where I went, to buy a tumble dryer.
Okay.
Because I was also having a new baby at the time. So I was like, right, I'm going to need a tumble dryer to dry all them little clothes. Like,
yeah.
So we bought the tumble dryer. There was like two, like there was like a hot press, and then beside the hot press there was like another like full door, like a little storage unit, like.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, we'll just throw a tumble dryer in there. So your man comes with the tumble dryer. No chance the tumble dryer is fitting in the door. Me and my mom never measured it.
That's typical. Yeah, I do the exact same thing.
My dad was like, please tell me you didn't go up and buy that tumble dryer without measuring it.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
So just in the hallway, I had to just kind of, it was kind of like a long L-shaped hallway, like, so I had to just kind of throw the tumble dryer in at the bottom of the L-shape, like, and I couldn't open the hot press door properly or anything. So if you wanted to go out to the back patio, like where we always were in the summer or anything, you had to walk, obviously, through the hall, so everyone could just tell, like, because the tumble dryer was just in the hall.
So the tumble dryer is just in the hall.
The tumble dryer in the hall, yeah.
I love it.
Yep, I'd say straight up renter there if I saw that.
Straight up renter. I love
it,
Hannah.
That's gas, Hannah. Fair play. Look, you gotta dry them clothes.
You do.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
The tumble dryer is still on the go as well.
It's
back at my mom's house, so.
Ah, happy days.
Amazing. Hannah, I love it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
No problem, you too. Bye.
Good luck.
Do you know what's another one that no one's mentioned?
Go on.
When there's little signs around.
Oh, stop. I hate that. My brother used to live in an accommodation with that.
Yeah, water can be very hot. That's on my tap. And I'm just like, stop telling me what to do.
Awful.
It's so annoying. That's yeah. So bad. Like, turn key fully to lock.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I live here.
My brother used to live in a rental accommodation. Well, he still does, obviously, but a different place. And it was kind of like for like foreign students.
Okay.
So like, in written all over like windows and things was like, lock this door.
Oh.
Don't open this cupboard. It's the boiler or something like, you know what I mean? Different thing. Written everywhere. I remember walking and going, like, it's literally graffitied the entire place.
Yeah. That's just not a restful environment.
Not
yeah.
at all. And Hazel sent us in a voice note.
I think when people have live, laugh, love on their walls or on picture frames, I think that just screams rented.
Does it? Well, I think the opposite. I think that's what your mom has.
Oh yeah, I kind of get it though. It's kind of like where you're like, we're trying to spruce up the place. Yeah. I get a few live, laugh, love signs. Make it my own.
Yeah.
Our interim producer, Hebe, who's sitting in for producer Callum, says she's got a real tell in her gaff.
Yeah, how would you know if you walked into your gaff that it was rented?
Well, it's like a big block of flats and in the lobby, like the actual front door. There's a massive sofa, and I was always like, why is there a sofa here? It's where you get your post.
Yeah.
And I found out from my flatmates that they, a week before I moved in, tried to get this massive sofa up the stairs to match the one that is in our flat.
Is it the same?
And it's exact same type, but it's huge, and they gave up, had a proper friends moment with the like, pivot. Couldn't do it. And now they just sit there ever so often in front of the post on this massive sofa that they spent far too much money on.
Oh my God.
Did they buy it?
Yeah, they bought it. They bought both just to go and, they needed somewhere to sit, and now they only have one little armchair.
Oh no.
I know. So and the other one sits by the front door for anyone waiting to get in.
For everybody.
Yeah, for everyone. It's a shared area.
How selfless.
If you ever need to read your post, you've got a nice place to sit. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning. 3 minutes past nine on Monday. Welcome to a brand new miserable looking week so far.
I know, it's not good out there, is it?
Not good. But we're kind of,
we're kind of enclosed, but we are about to face it in due course. So don't worry. Don't be too jealous of us right now.
Come here, question for you. You never do like an Instagram dump, do you?
No, I've never done a dump.
I love a dump.
You do love a dump.
It's the only time I ever post on Instagram is when I do a dump.
Is it?
If you don't know what a dump is, by the way, it's not what it sounds like.
mind out of the toilet.
It's just when you literally dump a load of photos on Instagram as to what your last month was.
Yeah.
So here's my August dump, and it's 10 photos from all of August.
Did you do your August dump?
I did, yeah. Did you not like it?
Yes, I did. I think I was in a dump, but I don't think you captioned it the August dump.
No, I did.
Did you?
I captioned it with maybe it's Rimmel.
Yeah.
As a little throwback to the girly quiz.
Okay, but you didn't caption it with the word dump.
No.
Which in my head means it's not a dump.
Really?
I think it's got to say it's a dump dump.
I feel like because I do an Instagram dump every month, people just know it's a dump.
So then they don't look. Yeah. I actually do look at people's dumps.
Oh, I always look at mine.
Yeah.
I always look at other people's. But I've started a bit of a trend.
Yeah.
In my house.
Oh.
Doing in like the end of month dumps.
Have they all been doing it?
They've been all doing it. And my housemate Ben
must be tough on the plumbing's hot.
He's done a dump. And but you see, I took a photo of Ben over the weekend, right? Mm. And it was quite possibly, I think, the best photo of Ben ever been taken.
Wow.
Ever. And I just like...
Does he look like a regulation hottie?
I know this is radio and you can't see this. So I'm just going to show Ash. What do you think of that photo?
Wow! Oh my God! I'm all a flutter. He looks beautiful.
He looks good.
He actually does look so good.
The sun is behind him.
The sun is behind him, right? And it's really illuminating his ears, though. Yeah. I will say, his ears look luminous red.
They do look like bulbs or something,
they
yeah.
Do.
But he didn't use it in his dump.
What?
I was like, I took the best photo of you ever taken in your life.
He does look great in that picture.
And he didn't use it for a stump.
Why do you think?
I think because I took it.
Yeah, I was going to say. Typical.
A massive weekend, obviously, for a lot of people who got to see Coldplay.
Yeah.
Maybe are seeing them tonight.
Yeah, last night tonight.
Yeah, last night tonight.
Which is so weird. It's Monday.
It's kind of like, I feel like they're just part of the country now.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
They're rolling into a second week.
It's been very cool to have them.
Yeah, it was class.
And we were unbelievably lucky to see them on Friday.
Yeah.
Me, yourself and producer Hebe. We had an absolute ball.
Oh, we had such a good
time. It was so good. The only thing is that a couple of things happened where for the most of the Coldplay gig, we couldn't stop thinking about. Like,
yeah.
We were a little bit distracted because we were like, I can't believe that happened.
I'd say two things happened in which we let ourselves down.
Yeah.
Before the gig starts.
And the thing is that I don't go to a lot of these kind of things, you know,
yeah.
Like where there's a lot of people from the media industry around.
Yeah.
But when I do, I always manage to mess up.
Yeah.
You know, we'll call back to a couple of months ago where girl was like, I said, what do you do? And she said, oh, I work for this company. And I was like, what the hell does that do? And they're like, we're the reason you're here today.
We're the PR company that invited you here. Yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry. Yeah. So I always manage to have my, you know, foot in my mouth during these things. And that's kind of what happened over the weekend.
Yeah, do tell.
So this sounds very name droppy, but when you go to these events, there's people from all over the media industry.
Yeah.
And someone who used to work in Spin was there.
Yes.
Her name is Dearen Garrahy.
Yeah.
Right?
Superstar queen.
Yes, superstar queen. And I love Dearen.
Yeah.
We'd know Dearen from working Spin and from just being around the industry and things like that. So she was just back from travelling in France.
Yes.
And so I said, hey, welcome back. And she's like, oh, thanks a million. And I said, and I saw the video because she put up a video of her dog.
Yeah.
After, like, as soon as she walked in the door, and the dog was all happy and the dog was going all over. And, and I thought it was so cute.
It was so cute.
And I said, Dearen, I saw the video of your dog, Bobby, jumping up and down you. It was so cute. I hear Aisling Bonner to the left of me go,
I literally gasped. And so did Dearen, in fairness. She roared laughing because Bobby is Dearen's old dog who passed away. And Bertie is Dearen's current dog.
Dearen went, Bertie, yeah.
Bertie.
I walked away immediately. And then I sat down a little bit later on after I'd gathered myself. And I think I saved it, though.
Yeah.
Because she goes to me, she was like, do you want a drink or something like that?
Yeah.
And I went, no, I'm grand. I was like, do you want me to, you know, bring up any dead pets? Any more of them or whatever? And I just wanted to die.
And every so often throughout the gig, Dave would just look at me and go, Bertie. Bertie Garrahy, for God's sake.
What was your moment that you couldn't stop thinking of during the gig?
My moment that I couldn't stop thinking about during the gig involved you and was because of you. And it involved a Portaloo. So when we were coming in, we had to walk. Obviously, it's a big long walk, obviously, up to Croke Park. And we all were bursting for the loo.
Yeah.
We really needed to go, okay? And we knew, obviously, once you get into the stadium, the queues were going to be really long. And there was a kind of a customer care tent, and to the left of that were these portaloos.
Yeah.
And one person was coming out from behind the portaloos, but they were fenced off.
Yes.
So Dave went up and kind of asked the woman at the customer care, can we use the portaloos? And she kind of went like,
nothing to do with me. I'm not looking.
None of my business.
She was so lovely.
Yeah. So anyway, we all head behind the portaloos and realise there's about six portaloos, but they're all, the doors are facing each other.
So
they're blocked off.
You can't get in, you can't get out. Yeah.
So there's one that somebody has kind of shifted so that you can get in.
Yeah.
And there's a small queue of people. So we're queuing for that. And then this other man comes over and is like, if we just start moving some of the portaloos, we'll be able to get in.
Yeah.
So we're like, class. And obviously security go, why are those portaloos moving?
Yeah.
And come
They're
over.
They're stealing the portaloos.
Just as I'm about to go in. And like the wee is almost running down my leg at this stage. So I'm like, you know when you're that close, you're like, I have to go. And they said, if you can use that portaloo, I'll ring the guards. And I went,
and you got into the portaloo.
And I got into the portaloo, and I don't think he saw me because just as I'm starting to squat down, they move the portaloo and close it against another door. And I'm moving as I'm weeing. It's the most insane experience. And then when I go to get out, I open the door and it bangs up against another
portaloo. Of course, you can't get out.
I can't get out. So then I bang, 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 bang. They're like, and I'm like, well, I'll ring the guards because you locked me in a portaloo. And again, while Coldplay were singing Yellow, all I could think was, I hope they don't listen to Spin. You know something we haven't really spoken about on the show, which isn't like us because it's very interesting, is the astronauts stuck in space.
You told me about this. I haven't heard about this at all.
I kind of feel like it's my duty to tell people about this because the amount of people I've told who are like, I don't know about that. It's wild.
It's so funny because I remember going to see, did you ever see The Martian with Matt Damon?
Yes.
I remember going to see that in the cinema with my ex-girlfriend, my girlfriend at the time. And I remember turning to her and I was like, this is hardly like real, is it? And she was like, did you not hear about the guy stuck on Mars? And I was like, no, like, why is this not on the news? She was like, how have you not heard about it? After, she was like, you tick. Obviously, it's not real. But now it's happened.
Oh, why'd you break up? She seemed like good crack. Anyway, we're not going to get too into the astronauts stuck in space because I want to talk about other people that are stuck in a place.
Okay.
Well, if you don't know, basically, these two astronauts went up to space on the 6th of June. It was supposed to be for 8 days. Something happened to the craft that they went
fuselage.
Up in.
Fuselage.
Oh, was it?
I think it was something to do with the fuselage.
Yeah, I've read something about leaks and something, an issue with thrusters, which seems important for thrusting up to space.
I would imagine so.
So they can't use it to come back. And in the past week, it's kind of been confirmed as much that they're going to come back on Elon Musk's SpaceX craft or one of his spaceships.
Right.
But not until February.
Oh.
They are stuck there until February at least.
Jesus.
It's insane. It's insane. But anyway, in the world of being stuck places, a lot closer to home, there are hundreds of people, maybe thousands, stuck in Belfast at the moment.
No.
I read about this during the weekend and it's wild. So the stranded people are passengers of this mega round the world cruise that was due to leave Belfast on the 30th of May.
It was due to leave Belfast.
On the 30th of May, and it hasn't.
Oh my God.
And the reason why people aren't like, I have to go back to work, is because the cruise is 3 years long.
Oh my God.
It's the first of its kind. But it hasn't left Belfast
I feel like
yet.
Belfast are having PTSD from Titanic.
Yeah.
And they're just like, no, but it might not be ready.
Oh my God, yeah. I think the longer I spent in Belfast waiting to get on a dodgy boat, I think that would be the worst place ever.
What if it's not ready?
Yeah, exactly. crazy. So the issue is with rudders and the gearbox, apparently, of the ship. And they have been stuck there in Belfast. The cabin prices on this cruise range from $99,999 to $899,000. $100. How do you say that? 899,000.
$899,000.
Yeah, sorry, too many numbers. Like insane money. So all these people are incredibly rich. So it's kind of like grand. Like they're just living the life in Belfast.
Yeah.
But they kind of want to be on the cruise going around the world. So in the daytime, they're allowed, like, go on the cruise, like, and there's
enjoy
kind of
Belfast.
Yeah, but there's, like, not entertainment and stuff, like, as if the cruise is out
going.
At sea.
Yeah.
But it's just docked.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, some of the people have been interviewed by the BBC, and they said that they've been, like, taking little day trips off to Europe just themselves.
Yes, yeah.
People have gone as far as Greenland.
Wow.
They've travelled all around Spain. And then other people have said that they've eaten in every restaurant in Belfast and been to every pub, which actually is a fun challenge
in
itself.
Oh, but dear God, imagine being in Belfast for however long, 3 months?
What? Yeah. I love Belfast, yeah, but when you're expecting to go to, like, the Caribbean.
Yeah, there's only so many times you can do the bloody Titanic.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Somebody said, I've never used an umbrella so much in my life.
Yeah.
They're all like American, like rich people. But it's crazy.
It really must be around the world if they're starting off in Belfast.
I know. Imagine how well they'd know the other passengers. But a question for you, Would you rather be stranded in Belfast or be stranded in space?
Oh, no. I wouldn't go to space for money.
Really?
Not a chance. There's not an amount of money you could give me to go to space. I wouldn't. I couldn't.
I'd kind of love to go to space.
Oh, no. Freaks me out. But Belfast, I don't mind too much.
At this stage, everybody's been everywhere. Everyone's posted Instagrams about everywhere. I think space is probably the only one at this stage where... Yeah. People be interested to know how you get on.
I'd say I'd go to space for like maybe if someone paid me like a million, but I'd go to Belfast for 500,000.
Yeah. And with 500,000, I'd be very happy in Belfast.
I would indeed.
For 3 months.
I would.
We are really excited for Friday because we're going to have an epic show live from Harvey Norman in Blanchardstown. That's this Friday. We already have 5 people in that grand finale where we're going to be playing loads and loads of games to give somebody a €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher. And this week, we need to get more qualifiers into that grand finale, don't we?
Yeah, we do. The technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help with all the biggest brands and latest technologies, from laptops and tablets to SIM-free phones and printers, plus a whole lot more. I'm excited for this finale.
Me too.
€2,500 voucher going to someone. That's insane.
Do you know what I'm most excited about is that producer Callum organised all the games before he left for Disneyland, and we've no idea what they are.
Oh yeah.
So I'm excited to learn what they are.
We should really prep that show.
Yeah, we should.
That's going to be interesting.
It's in 4 days.
If you want an absolute car crash of a radio show, you join us on Friday, alright?
And I'll be sorted by then. Don't worry about it.
Hopefully someone who's going to be there is Roddy. How are you, Roddy?
I'm okay. Just in work.
Oh, very good. What do you do?
Just a grade 4 for HSC admin.
Oh,
oh very
nice.
Good.
Okay.
And are people looking at you there? You sound like you're getting a bit self-conscious.
Yeah.
Say, I love spin.
I love spin.
God, we can get her to say anything she wants.
Roddy.
Say, I hate my boss.
Shut up. Roddy.
No, I actually like her a lot.
Okay, good.
Who's around you? Who's looking at you?
Just my office co-workers.
Your co-workers?
Two girls.
How many of them? Two?
Two, yeah.
Are they sound?
What are their names?
Morning.
Emma
and Carolina.
Carolina.
Hey, girls.
Carolina, and who is the other one?
Emma
as well. Okay, very nice.
Is that our Emma? Because she's not here today.
Yeah, it's your Emma.
All right, Roddy, we're trying to get you some tech and also in that grand finale to win that €2,500 voucher for Harvey Norman. All you got to do is go to the College of Spin and answer 3 questions correctly within 30 seconds. It'll be incredibly easy. So... you'll be fine.
Yeah. You've got to answer questions from a specific college subject. How are you with zoology, Roddy?
Terrible.
I would be too.
Not in the College of Spin, though, you're not.
Let's give it a go, Roddy. You got 30 seconds on the clock. And question one is this. What kind of animal are Labradors, poodles and pugs?
Dogs.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. What is the animal with a long trunk and huge ears?
Giraffe.
No.
It has a trunk.
A long trunk. Elephant.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you said neck.
Name any farm animal.
Sheep.
Yes, absolutely correct. Oh, it's just very, very close to the timer there. Too close.
You mightn't have gotten a zoology degree from Trinity, but you'll get one from the University of Spin from
absolutely.
Us. Roddy.
So you are in that.
That's amazing.
You are in that grand finale to win that €2,500 Harvey Norman voucher on Friday. Hopefully your boss will let you come and see the show live from Harvey Norman Blanchardstown on Friday.
Well, I'll get her to listen to this, and then I'm sure she will let me.
I'm sure she will.
Fabulous.
And then also, what else does she want, Ash?
Yeah, you've won a lovely tech prize for today. It is a circuit joy starter or Cricut joy starter bundle. I've looked this up and it looks lovely. If you're into like making homemade cards or labels or like scrapbooking, there's loads of lovely bits for printing out photos and labels and all the rest. And it's a nice little starter pack for you to get creative.
Amazing. Happy days, Roddy.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, and we'll see you on Friday. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Roddy.
Good luck. Who do you think is the boss, Emma or Carolina?
I want to say Carolina
as well.
Yeah.
Sounds like a boss name.
She said Carolina first as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt like that.
But Carolina better be letting Roddy go
100%
on Friday to the grand finale.
Yeah, and I meant to say Roddy better be making us a little scrapbook with her new device once she gets it on Friday.
More chances to win with Harvey Norman tomorrow at 9:30, same time. Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babes, Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Ashling. She put up a selfie the other day and she was crying and someone was like, did a fan say hello to her?
She doesn't like that.
She didn't?
She didn't like that at all. I just went to the bathroom there during those songs and I came up with a joke and it is toilet humour.
Oh, great.
It's a joke for people who are going to Coldplay tonight that they can use if they want. So basically, the joke is, I went to the toilet during Coldplay and it was all yellow.
Wow.
Huge laughs in the room. Applause. They're on their feet.
Yeah.
Slapping their thighs.
Amazing. Harry Styles or Golden.
Oh.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.